Morning. I'd like to go a little weiter in the Sif Dalet. We've talked about the issue to, at some length about the Maris Ayin, of course. And it's interesting because the Ramah, most of the discussions in the Ramah that we had from Sif Gimel, the Mechaber mentions here in Sif Dalet. I printed the first of the sources in the Arasim Pei Zayin, Sif Dalet. Also, Vashel, B'cholov Isha, talking about meat, obviously. Also, Vashel can't cook Basar in Cholov Isha, B'nei Maris Ayin. That's where the Mechaber introduces Maris Ayin. The Ramah talked about it in the end of the previous Sif. So I just want to clarify again from this. I tried to medayik a little bit. Last time, different definitions of Maris Ayin. One definition of Maris Ayin seems to be the following, based on this passage. It says, Asur Vashel, again, meaning Asur Vashel Basar, B'cholov Isha, Mipnei Maris Ayin. But then it says, Vim Nofal L'toch HaTavshil. But if some milk, woman's breast milk, fell into a Tavshil, Botel Vein Sark Shir. Doesn't eat Shishim, doesn't eat any Shir. That's a little unusual, because if it would be a Darabonan, then Lechara would require Shishim like any other is a Darabonan. Why suddenly ain't Sarak Shir? So we suggested because there's really no Chefza Shel Iser here. Okay, there's no, when it comes to Maris Ayin, there's no Chefza Shel Iser, right? As such, it doesn't really need that. Really, it's Mutter. It's completely Mutter. And we discussed that's perhaps a difference between Maris Ayin and Daraisa and Maris Ayin and Darabonan. That Maris Ayin HaDaraisa, basically the Chachamim instituted or introduced a concept of Maris Ayin. So then it takes on a status of Din Drabanan, like anything else. They didn't introduce such a concept like Maris Ayin with regards to Drabanans. Maybe we suggested last time in the Salavatius approach, maybe it's somewhat similar to Xera, right? They didn't introduce it, but that doesn't mean that Maris Ayin doesn't exist. It's, I don't know if I clarified it last time. So I just want to, the beginning, and again, it relates to this statement here. Just to clarify, when you have an issa d'oraisa, the Torah prohibits something. So then the Rabbanan said they made exera Maris Ayin. They're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do something that looks like that. We talked about different types of Maris Ayin, whether it's on the individual, the concern that people have a chashoda, a suspicion about this individual's behavior, or to lead people to the wrong conclusion, to make a mistake themselves. And so we discussed that. But again, we're dealing with the d'oraisa. So then there's a quote-unquote a formal kind of din d'rabanan, exer d'rabanan that's introduced, and that will apply even taka b'chadri chadorim. Once the rabbanan declared that it's also, it doesn't matter what the motivating factor behind their institution of the halach is. Once it's also, then it's also in b'chadri chadorim. When it comes to d'rabanan, all of this was to explain the unusual position of the Ramah, who seemed to say that there's no Maris Ayin at all by d'rabanan, by b'sar of, b'shkol of shkedim. He said you don't even need a heker. Okay, but that's because, again, when you're dealing with a formal din daraisa, where there's such a thing as a chefza shel iser, right, which applies to a din daraisa, and now the rabbanon kind of standardized an iser of maris is based on maris ayin, so that becomes a din. And then even if the maris ayin doesn't apply for whatever reason, like if it's b'chadri chadorim, still this is intact. Whereas we're dealing with the rabbanon, so the rabbis did not make a new institution of Maris Ayin. However, that doesn't mean that there's no issue of Maris Ayin. In other words, because we had asked the Kasha, again, the Shach had a whole bunch of Kashas from different Gemaras where it seems to apply to a Darbanan as well. And the difference might be that, again, in those cases, for example, by Shabbos, let's talk about Mekach HaMemkar I mentioned last week, right? So Mekach HaMemkar, what does Mekach HaMemkar mean? Mekach HaMemkar is a Din Darbanan. And included in the Din Rabbanan, Mekach HaMemkar, and it looks like Mekach HaMemkar. Don't do anything on Shabbos that smacks of Mekach HaMemkar. That's part of the Gzeirah Rabbanan. Not that it's a separate Din of Maris Ayin, on something that will look like Mekach HaMemkar. That's part of the Din Rabbanan, but it's only, you follow what I'm saying? It's not a separate institution of Maris Ayin on that Rabbanan. Okay, it looks like Mekach HaMemkar, then that's part of what the Rabbanan asked in terms of Mekach HaMemkar. But if for whatever the reason you do it in such a way that it doesn't look like Mekach HaMemkar, so then in a Hanami, so then in the Rabbanan doesn't apply, right? It wouldn't apply perhaps B'chad B'chadorim, right? Because it doesn't look like Mekach HaMemkar. If you have, again, with the case with the donkey or the cowbell or whatever, right? So it doesn't look like Mekach HaMemkar if it's your private quarters, etc. You hear what I'm saying? So there never was a chefza shel iser involved here. I didn't say this point last time. We said Shabbos may be different, but according to what I'm just kind of wrapping up with on that point now, and again attaching it to here, when you're dealing with the Rabbanan, so There's no Maris Ayin independently of the Isser itself. Maris Ayin is built into the Isser of the Rabbanon. So again, it's Exera Mecha Chomemkar on Shabbos. So Amela is Exera Mecha Chomemkar. So you're not allowed to do anything that looks like Mecha Chomemkar. That not a separate Maris Ayin. But Amela, if you do it in such a way where it doesn't smack of Mecha Chomemkar, then it's going to be Mutter. That's how we can explain it. And when it comes to, let's say, our situation over here, so you have Bsar Of and Cholov. So there's no Maris Ayin in that because it doesn't look like you don't there's no indication this is necessarily the first there's no Cheftishal Isser over here, right? There's no Cheftishal Isser, and therefore, if a little bit of, for example, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch here, in source one, if a little bit of meat spills into a breast milk spills into a pot of chalice, you can't see. It doesn't look like I'm eating Bas Mechalav right now. Might you have a little bit? I mean, I guess at some point it'll take over and there'll be so much that it will be a problem. But if that's what it says here, right? If a Nafal Tocha Tavshe, a little bit spilled into a flesh of this, it doesn't look like anything, right? And by the way, that's why Hecker takes care of these kinds of things, because then it doesn't look like it. Anyway, that's what I wanted to mention over here. And the emphasis that I brought out from this statement, the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's not allowed to cook meat in Cholav Isha because of Maris Ayin, but it doesn't become a Chefshel Isha of a Haraya. There's no Shirum Abitl that are needed to eliminate it if it falls into a Tavshel. Okay, enough said about
that. I'm sorry. The Shulchan Aruch would be if the Cholav Isha became Rove.
Yeah, again, that's a good question. I would say that if it's Nikar, becomes so much, you could tell that it's a dead, then I think it would be. Then I think it would be a problem, which is not what they're talking about here.
So that's a much, much less in Rove.
It's far less in Rove. It's a little bit, right? It's not Nikar. That's what we're suggesting now. All right, so moving along on this topic to talk a little bit about... I'm sorry.
Isn't the whole Vort behind... let's say behind Osin Tom and behind Bittel in general, is that like if it's not Nikar's Batel, if it's Nikar's not Batel? So if that were the case, then it would just be normal.
Right, but here, that's why I didn't really want to use the word Nikar in that sense. You're right. But here, it doesn't even need that, okay? Even if it's more than the regular shear, right? So from one perspective, it wouldn't be Nikar. But here, again, the Nikar is not so much the flavor, but what it looks like to the onlookers. Usually when it comes to the Sinas Tam and Bittel, it's a din in the flavor. Does the flavor have an impact, right? But here, when we're dealing with this Maris Ayin, Shohar calls it Maris Ayin, so then it's not, will somebody think that you're eating Basu Cholov? You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chilud. You follow? That's not the same as Bittel, yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so I want to talk a little bit about, Cholav Isha in today's shiur. We should be able to go through this whole packet today. It's not that complicated. The starting point, right, is how do we know altogether? What's the problem with breast milk altogether? What should be the issue? So we'll talk a little bit about the issue of Bsar Adam, okay, human flesh. I hope nobody is going to be squeamish about it. I mean, we're not to cannibalism nowadays anyway around here, but nonetheless we should just understand what the halacha is. So you have the psukim in Parsha Shmini that I printed in source number 2 by Ikar Parakud Aleph by the Rosh Hashanah Shalei Balaron Leimor Darbo Lei Yisrael Leimor Zos Hachaya Asher Tocham Kalabeim Asher Loretz, right? These are the type of species allowed to eat, and we know Kol Mafres is Parsa V'Shos Sasha Soprosos, right, has to have split hooves and Malas Gera chew its cud and so on and so forth. Then it gives some examples of certain animals that have one property but not the other. So it mentions in Pasuk Dalet. Again, it says Achazet Tochum Malay Hager. But for Yisrael, Paris says Hagomol. Achazet Lo Tochum. These are not allowed to eat because it has one, not the other. It chews its cud, but doesn't. It doesn't have the Ufar. So then it's the Gomol, and then the Shofar and the Arneves. Okay, and then on the other side in Pasuk Zion is the Chazir, which has Mafri's Paris. It does have split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud and so on. And so you're not allowed to eat them. And then the Vela is Tomei as well. That's the Pasuk of those is a Pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Again, these species are again listed in Parsha Re'e, in Devarim Perek Yudalad, source number 3, Pasuk Yudalad, Zos HaBehem Asher Tocheilu. So here it mentions the other way, 10 animals, creatures you're allowed to eat. 10 animals, mammals that you're allowed to eat. Okay, so it mentions Zos HaBehem Tocheilu, 3 and 3 behemoths, Shorse, Sovim, Zeizim. Okay, those are the 3 behemoths. And then the Chaya department, the Pasuk, I don't know exactly what they are, so you can look it up in the, you know, see the English translation of Ayah Kaplan in his Chumash, and has all different opinions, whether the antelopes and the giraffes and whatever other things are mentioned there. Okay, but these are 10 different types of, altogether 10 different types of animals. Now, Rashi points out, because it's, you know, it's, it says in the Pasuk, Zos HaBehema, the introductory Pasuk in Perigadal, Pasuk Dala 3, says Zos HaBehema. But then in Pasuk Hey, it lists animals which are in the classification of Chaya, not Behema. So Rashi says, there in Chumash, in Parshas Re, says, Zos HaBehema, I also react more. Lamanu Shachaya B'chal Behema. For certain purposes, you know, Behema is an overarching category and includes Chayas as well, not just the technical Behema, right? We'll for now, for our purpose now, we'll distinguish between domesticated animals and non-domesticated animals, but the general term Behema applies as well to Chaya as well. Chaya B'chal Behema. Okay, so far so good. Now, let's take a look at the Sifra there in Parsha Shmini. Taras Kanim in Parsha Shmini. I mentioned it in the past. This is in Parsha Beis, the beginning of Parak Dalet, Oz Dalet. So the source number 5 mentioned in the past that the Sifra is, of course, the Medrash Halacha. Not the Medrash Agada, but Medrash Halacha. The Sifra is on Chumash Vayikra. And the Sifrei, and the Sifra means Hasefer in the singular. One covers one book, was Chumash Vayikra. The Medrash Halacha and Bemidbar and Dvarim are together called the Sifrei, which is plural. Two books, Svarim. Okay, and the one on the one on the Shmos is called Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, and there's also Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel Berachai. There is no Medrash Halacha on Bereishis because there's no, really not too much in the realm of Halacha, though mitzvahs pretty much, except for a handful in Sefer Bereishis. Anyway, so in the Sifra there in Parsha Shmini, Sifra says as follows. And the Sifra reads very much, you know, like a Mishnah or Gemara, right? It says, Yochol af b'sar mahalchei shtayim. Maybe, what about meat from mahalchei shtayim? Mahalchei shtayim means creatures that walk on 2 feet, in plain English, human beings. Okay, human beings walk on 2 feet, walk around 2 feet. Right? There are no other creatures pretty much walk solely on 2 feet once they learn how to walk. Right? So, so what about b'sar mahalchei shtayim or cholo mahalchei shtayim? Milk, you know, from human beings are mammals in that sense. So the woman, obviously, the nursing woman produces milk. So maybe that should also be below sase. Maybe that should also be in the low sase, right? We yochol af b'sar mahalchei shtayim or cholo mahalchei shtayim below sase. Okay, halachil also. And it brings a kavachomer to prove that it makes sense. Vidinu, uma im behema shekalto mago, and a behema we have a kula with regards to mago when you touch the nevela, right? When you become in contact with the nevela, it's only mitame be nevela when it's dead, right? But if you touch an animal when it's alive, there's no tumas mago, right? There's no concept of you know, as long as the animal's alive, it can't be mitame be mago. There's no such thing as an animal giving off any tuma mago. It's only Mago when it's dead, right? That was the last pasuk in source number 2 in Parsha Shmini. Eikar Perkei Av Pasuk Ches. Mibsarim lo techelu v'nivlasam lo sigo tamei mehem lachem. You're not allowed to touch a nevela. That's when the nevela means when they're dead. So the tumas maga is only when an animal's dead. But that's quote unquote a cooler, right? There's no tumas maga by an animal that's alive. So ma in behema shekhalto b'mago hechmarto b'chalova. Okay, but you're machmir not allowed to eat the milk from such an animal. Okay, so mahal cheshtayim, human beings, shehechmer b'magon, we have tumas, a human being can generate tumas magon when alive, neither, right? An example, okay, or zob, or whatever, they can generate tuma when they're alive and well, right? Tumas magon. So then certainly, enodin shenachmer b'chalom, so we should be machmer in the milk also. Again, a behema is more lenient in terms of tumas magon when alive, and yet the milk is still not allowed, so as human being, when we say human beings can be metame maga when alive, so certainly the milk should be a problem. So Talmud Lomar is no ze, right? If you take a look in the source number 2, in Perkei Aleph there in Pasuk Dal, ach ze lo sochu, ze means only this, ze tame vein cholam alchish time tame. Okay, so that's one thing. Now it's so only the only milk is only from an animal and not from a human being. Maybe milk is different. After all, milk is only not produced by all human beings, only by the female part of the species, right? So it's not noig b'chol, right? It's ain't noig b'scharim. So lo otzias habosu shenoig b'chol. No tamen omer again. Zet tamehu. I'm sorry. Zet tamehu. Yachas to find the pasuk now. I guess the same drush, I guess, in the word zeh. So that's below Zasa Alachilosum. Aim Sam Alchestim, Cholab Alchestim, below Zasa Alachilosum. So anyway, the bottom line is the Sifra concludes, learning out from the Psukim, that there is no Isser to consume human flesh or to drink human milk. That's what emerges from the Sifra. Okay. And again, I hope no one will be uncomfortable. But that's an emergency for, right? The busser from Malchishtaim, and human beings. And Cholam Malchishtaim is Mutter. There's no losasser on consuming them. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perk Beis, Halacha Gimel 6, the Rambam writes, Ha'odam, Afo Pishanemo Bo Vahi Ha'odam Lenefesh Chaya. Let's understand that in some ways, in a human being is considered an animal, right? That's Pasuk and Parshat in Bereishis, right? Vahi Ha'odam Lenefesh Chaya. So the word chaya is used, a living creature. So even though it says, Vayadam Lenefesh Chaya, Eino Michlal Mine Chaya Balas Parsa, and Lefichach Eino Belosasa. Okay, the Rambam writes, it's not considered an animal with regard to this din, and therefore there's no lo sase on consuming human flesh, okay? But or human milk. Then the Rambam writes, "Va'ocha v'bshara adam o mechavo bein min achai bein min hameis ein aloka." Okay, if you eat human flesh, even you slice a piece, it's offensive to us, but the cannibal, you know, a cannibal slices a piece of someone's leg off and eats the meat, or after the person's dead, you know, they consume it, there is no lo sase. But now the Rambam throws in the magic words, avol osur hu base, but it's still osur. Okay, in the Sifra that we just saw, says there's no lo sase. Right? They learn that from the Sifra, no lo sase. But the Rambam here in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Pasuk, but there still isn't what we call an isur ase. Okay, Sharimana Hakosov Shivas Mine Chaya, right? The Pasuk mentioned there in Parshas Re'eh, in Source 3, that second Pasuk, Pasuk Hay of Perek Gedalad Re'eh, it says over there, seven different types of things which you are allowed to eat. V'omar behen zo sachaya shetochelu. Hakol shuchutz mehen lo sochelu. Right? That's what we call it. So I say, the Torah list, here are the ones you're allowed to eat. It's interesting, this is a side point, because the Rambam kind of mixes and matches. He's referring to the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, but the Pasuk, if you take a look back in Source 3, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh doesn't begin with the word Zosa Chaya Sher Tochelu. It begins Zosa Behema Sher Tochelu. He quotes Zosa Chaya. You see what I'm talking about? I don't want to make a fuss about it, but just to be medayik in the words. The Rambam writes over here, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Shmini, the Torah does not list the seven types of Chaya that are mutter. Yeah, that's only in Parshas Re'eh. So, sorry, Mona Hakosav in Parshas Re'eh, Shivas Minichayim. Ve'amar behen Zos Hachayim Shetochel. Wait a minute, that's not the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh begins. You look on the pasuk Dalad. The Zos Habehem Shetochel. Zos Hachayim Shetochel is the pasuk back in Shmini. Take a look in source number two, the second pasuk there. Dabrul Bnei Yisrael Lemor Zos Hachayim Shetochel. So I'm just saying the Rambam kind of mixes and matches. You know, it's one unit, huh?
Don't they say from the Tziv that all the Psukim and the Rambam are like Lav Dafka?
Yes, yeah. I know they say that also. I was about to say that. Okay, it's not a big fuss. And the Rambam is not looking to quote exactly the word. It's the same thing. It comes out the same way. So I'm just pointing it out to you. That's all. They mix their matches. Not a big issue. But more important is what he says, Lalach over here. I will usher hu ba'asei, because Lav ha'bo mechal ha'asei. The point of the Torah says, these are the animals you're allowed to eat. They're in Parshat Re'eh. And meaning only those and nothing else. That's what we call them. It's an assay. The assay is like this. And from the assay emerges this prohibition. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah.
The reason why he uses the term Mechal Hishnayim is because there is a pasuk that says, you know, was it Kol Holich Al Gachon B'Kol Holich Al Arba, right?
That's the creepy crawlers. Yeah, yeah. Right, that's the other types of creatures. But they're not mammals. They're not mammals, though.
Wait, so the question is... right, so let's take a monkey, right?
Yeah.
Or a monkey or a bear. It happens to be that monkeys and bears also have the ability to walk into legs.
They can, yeah, but they also crawl.
Yeah, they also crawl. Regardless of that, they also don't have hooves. The question is, are they below sase? And which low sase are they excluded from?
No. So those they don't have to have that. They don't have the simonim. They'll be included under the chaya. They don't have the simonim. Okay.
So people don't have the simonim either.
Right, but we're saying here that people in a different, the Sifra says that people, you're right, so that's what I would have thought until I read that Sifra, and so it's fine, which said they're not including the Losase. They should have been okay, because they don't have the simonim. I think you're right. Okay, I'll, you know, the skira rishona, like they say at first glance, you know, human beings should be included. We don't have the simonim either. But yet, the sifra concludes they don't have a lot of sources. So because they learn the way they formulate the pesukim, right? The way they formulate, that's the sifra. Okay. You hear, yeah, and a chanami, you know, but there should be a losa, but it comes out according to the sifra. There's not. Again, how they learn after the zev, whatever, it's a drusha. Drusha comes out, they're not included. But the Rambam's point is, yeah, but they're still included in the Yisra'asei. There is an Yisra'asei. That's what the Rambam's trying to tell us. And the Magid Mishnah says, there in Perek Beis, Halachos Machos, Halachim, Abba Osu, Basay, Shari Mon, etc. Where the Rambam get this from, says, Zeyotz Rabbeinu, Mashakos of Shom, meaning in the sifra. He refers to that sifra. Yochol Yehav Shar Machishtai V'chol Machishtai Belo Saseh. Talmud Omer Zelo Sochul Zebelo Saseh. Right, he spells it out. I mean, we saw the Sifra inside. So what you're saying, Aaron, is right. Okay, in principle, you're right. Okay, but the Chazal have a drasha not that way. But it's Sover Rabbeinu, and he said, so where did the Rambam get that? There's an Isra say it didn't say that in the Sifra. Sifra just said there's no Lo Saseh, right? So there's a Magen Mishnah explained. Yeah, the Rambam got the fact that the Sifra did not say it's mutter. Right, it says there's no losa. That's the Magen Mishnah. That's the Rambam's dig. That's what he proposes. The Rambam's dig. We don't know, but he says it's sover Rabbeinu. Shem haya mutter lo harmon kain alavada losa sul shein avavas seyeshon. In other words, it would have said mutter. It wouldn't have said there's no losa. Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is medayik. In fact, there's no losa. I mean, yeah, there's no taka no losa. We agree. Drashas Chazal. Okay, but avavas seyeshon. Okay. And he says, and you need some sort of a meal because human beings are included under chayos, exactly like you said. Okay, that's the Rambam. Rambam is not a das yochid. Yeah, das yochid here. I spent in source 8, the smag, in Lavin Sim Kuf Chav Zayin. Okay, and he basically first he quotes the Rambam. Okay, he quotes the whole drasha, you know, with the animals and so on and so forth. And Ha'adam in the second paragraph, Afuishem Rahidam Nefesh Chaya, Ena B'chal Minei Chaya, again like the Rambam says, and he refers to the same Metoris Kohanim. And he says, so he mentions the following at the end. He says, we find an interesting distinction between dam and cholov and bosa, three things, right? From animals and from people, dam, cholov, and bosa. He says, they're not all the same thing. He says, because the ain dam, cholov, bosa, machishtaim, tome, elator, okay, ain't a me'inyan echad. Because he mentions the following thing, we'll come back to it. He says, by cholov, we'll see later, cholov shapiresh. Once the milk is out of the mother, it's been expressed, let's say it's in a bottle, it's in a cup or something like that. And the Gemara says in Ksubas, we'll see, Shafilim it's a speech chamber, then it's completely mutter. And as opposed to Bosser, okay? And then he says, Ukmokain, Dam v'cholov are not the same either, because Dam is exactly the opposite. Dam is a problem once it's separate and when it's still inside. It is, you know, like in your mouth, let's say you have blood in your mouth, you're allowed to just to swallow it, right? Whereas if you bit something, you have blood on it, so you're supposed to scrape that off. So dam and cholov, the exact opposite. It comes out, because what the Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol Smag is saying is that, and he's really agreeing with the Rambam, there is an Yisra'asei. Bosser is an Yisra'asei, period. Okay? Cholov, it depends. Cholov, once it's out of the mother, then it's mutter, okay? And dam is exact opposite. Dam is also once it comes out. Okay, and there's also the long round in Ksubas. We all looked it up. I printed part of it later. Ksubas Chav Dalet also seems to agree with the Rambam. Okay, so my point is not a das yachid, but there are those who disagree.
Why would cholov be usher when it's before it's expressed?
Okay, we're gonna see. We'll see. Give me a preview of coming attractions. We'll get there. Okay, just understand the rush. I just want to point out, he mentioned three things, so the three things all have different demon. That's what I want to bring out. The smog, we'll see, he refers to Mark Subas, which we'll get to later in this year. So the rush, I just want to point out the rush there in Subas, Parakasim and Yud Tes. I'm not talking Subas, Daf Samach, that the smog referred to. So the rush in Subas, Parakasim and Yud Tes, writes 9. The Chay Nir of Bos Machashim, Lachtoch Menelo Ochlo Osir. To just slice, I mean, it's offensive to us, as it should be, but to slice a piece of meat off for somebody and then cook it up, that's usur. The usur lachlufe b'bsar behemet tamayim. Okay? Mishum de'ein derech lo'ochol. So mechot me'a, avol piresh mutter. Okay? So he seems to say, the point is, no isra say. Maybe there's a maris ayin, it's usur lachlufe, but he doesn't say anything about an isra say. There is no isra say. Okay? Now, I do want to point out as a side, you hear what I'm saying? The Rosh does not bring up Yisra'asei. That's what I'm trying to stress. There might be other issues, but there's no Yisra'asei. The Rambam and the Smag and others hold as Yisra'asei. The Rosh, I mean, could have said that and didn't. Okay, he said there's other issues. Okay, But apparently there's no Isra Asay. That's all I want to bring out. Now, I just want to point out that there is a difference between La Halacha, between cutting a piece of flesh off a person. And again, the cannibals do that, what I've read anyway. Okay, never saw it. But, they'll cut a piece of flesh off a living person and then cook it up. You know, they'll eat it. Again, it's revolting to us. But there is a difference. I just want to point out a difference if they cut off a piece of flesh from a living person as opposed to a person dead, because separately, there's Isra Hanah from a dead body. But separately of anything we're talking about over here, there is an Isra Hanah from a dead body. Okay, so once a person is dead, to take a piece of meat and eat it, there's an Isra Hanah, even if there's no Isra Estay, but there is an Isra Hanah. Okay, where to see this? I mean, that's a big sugi by itself. The whole Isra, autopsies and this and that, to learn things, the whole Isra Hanah from Mace. I'm not going to go into detail now, just to give you the Rosh HaProkim. Okay, I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you guys were probably still in high school, they had an exhibit, maybe not, I forgot exactly when it was, but they had an exhibit. Remember the bodies? Do you remember that? You guys were old enough. There was an exhibit in some museum, I don't know if the Museum of Natural History, or what, I don't think so. One of the big museums, though, in New York and around the country, they had like actual dead bodies, and you could see and study and so on and so forth. And aside from Kohanim, of course, okay, not being able to go. I remember I thought that people shouldn't go. People asked me and see it, because I thought that's an Isra Hanah from, just to learn from it, Isra Hanah from Mace. And later I found out, I think of Shechter ruled that way, another big poskim ruled that way. Okay.
Wait, he'll the mamish be a violation of Isra Hanah, or that it would be like, not the Derech HaTorah?
I, if I understood and remember correctly, it's a bunch of Isra, there's an Isra Hanah. You're getting Hanah from, yeah, I think so. Anyway, where do you see there is an Isra Hanah from Mace? So where does it come up? Where does that come from altogether? Again, it's under with eating, but I mean, it's relevant, obviously. So there is a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, which talks about the death of Miriam. Parakhof, Sefer Midbar, Parakhof, Pasuk Aleph. I remember when Yisrael called him Ratzim Bachodesh Rishon, right? This was the 40th year in Midbar, in the first month, Nisan, right? Miriam's yard site is the 10th of Nisan. Okay, so the 10th of Nisan, Vaishon Makadesh, Thomas Shom Miriam, Atikover Shom. Miriam died there and she was buried there. Okay, what's that to do with us? So far, nothing. Okay, but the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chav Tes Vayis, has a drasha based on the word Shom, but Thomas Shom Miriam, they cover Shom. Okay, in the Parsha, at the end of Parsha Shoftim, Goran Perkhof Aleph, when it talks about the Egla Rufa, right? They found a dead body someplace out in the field, and they have to figure out, we don't know where it came from, and who's negligent and who caused his death and so on and so forth. So they figure out the Bez HaGadol comes and measures to the closest town, and they figure out what the closest town is. So the elders of that town have to come, the whole ceremony, right? And it says that they take an egla, which has never worked and so on. And it says, it says, V'arfu shom esa egla banachal. Okay, Mishnayos and Sota describe exactly what the middle mems of Sota describe exactly what the process is. Okay, anyway, that's the story of Egla Rufa, and that's the importance of Levaya, of accompanying a person. I just gave a shiur this week about the question of escorting guests. Very fascinating, because the Gemara says that based on this requirement of Egla Rufa, you have to escort your guests out. And the Gemara and Sota, actually, how far you have to go, it depends if it's a Rebbe with his Talmud, or if it's Talmud escorting the Rebbe, or if it's friends, all different distances. And strangely enough, the Rambam brings this in the end of Hilchos Avot, the 14th Parak, and the Shulchan Aruch never brings it. Very interesting aside. Okay, the Beresheva points that out. Why does the Shulchan Aruch not bring it? There are all kinds of terutzim. Maybe it doesn't apply today. Other reasons. Anyway, but there's a din of to escort guests. The question of why. If you're interested, so you can listen to this year. I think it's posted. Anyway, but be that as it may, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Chav Tes and Beis, verse 12, says, Ma meis osamana av zevach nan vasar. Talking about korbanos and so on. Umeis gufa minolan. How do we know the meis is osamana? As yasham sham egla rufa. Ksiv hachava Thomas Shom Miriam, Ksiv hachsam v'orfu Shom es ha'egla benachal, malahana l'asabana avkana l'asabana. That's the Gemara's drasha, okay, I never show it. It says Shom by Egla Rufa, right? And then the end of Pasuk Dalet, the Perek Havalov and Varm, v'orfu Shom es ha'egla benachal, and the Pasuk by Miriam that we started with in Chukas, Perek Havalov and Varm, Thomas Shom Miriam. Okay, so just like Egla Rufa is asabana, so too, what do you call it, a mace of a person is also asabana. So, huh?
Are we talking about any mace or just the Jewish mace?
No, that's a big tumult also. Give me a second. Okay. Again, I don't want to go into the great details here, but we'll see in a second. All right. Then the Gemara asks, but how do you know the roof is Hasamana? Right. To learn out the mace by Hasamana. Okay. And then what about how do you know that Egla Rufa is Takas or Bahano? You learn out from Egla Rufa. How do you know Egla Rufa is Bahano? And there, because I'm in the Bear Beyond, I Kaporik, see, make a Kodjim. You look at the last Pusuk by that printed in 11, the very end of Parshas Shoftim. The end of the Egla Rufa ceremony, it's the Kohanim would say, Kaper la Amcha Yisrael, Asher Podis Hashem, and so on and so forth. It's a Kapor. It's like a Korban. It's not really a Korban, it's no Mizbeah, but the Egla Rufa is in a certain way compared to a Korban. So just like there's an Isir. Okay. Anyway, that's what Rashi says there, explaining it. Avodah Zarah Chavtesim Beis 13, Kapor, Ksibo, Kaper la Amcha Yisrael, Hilchach Asubanoch, Kachim. Good. And the Rambam Paskins regarding a mace, Hilchos Avil Perk Yudal, Locha Chav, Allah 14, Hamase Asubanoch Kulo. Okay. Now, a mace is also banor. It does not specify. You also just ask, what about a mace akum and so on? There's a question. There's a big question what the status of a mace akum is. And you look in 15 in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, Yoredeus, Simon Shin Memtes, Nilchus Havel, Shin Memtes, Sivalev, 15, mace, Bain Obekachov, Bain Yisrael, Tachrichov, Osabahanoah, and so on. And the Shach quotes in the Kotan Aleph, Shin Mem Tes, the Kotan Aleph, the Chsiva, the cover Shomir, by the Finn, Shom Eglarufa, and so on, and the maze, and it sounds like it's any kind of maze. Not everybody agrees with that. That's a tumult. Okay. The Nikudas HaKesed, again, you want to look into it? That's a simon to look into. Yoredei simon later on, Yoredei simon Shin Mem Tes. The Nikudas HaKesed and the Shach there, comments, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein Ovikom, Bein Yisrael, and he quotes others who disagree. There's a Tosefta, it's Mashma Shemes Ovikom, Mutabano. Okay, and he quotes from others. So again, you see a little bit in the Nekudas HaKesed there, what the Rishonim talk about it, tells you where to look. So if, again, it's not our topic now. But if you want to look into it, you can look into it. So there is a machlokas with a Meis Akum. By the way, for a Kohen also there's a machlokas, whether, you know, Beis HaKvaros or an Akum is mitame. It's not just an Yisrael, no. That's a question for the, you know, whether a Goy can go into a Goyish cemetery or not. That's, I mean, not a Kohen, whether a Kohen can go into a Goyish cemetery. So again, if you want to look into that, there you have it. But anyway, I just brought this in over here as a side point that there is, we talked about Bsar Adam, but when the person's dead, so there's a different Indian in the mix, namely the Isser of, Anami Mace. But getting back to our issue now on Bsar Adam, okay, the din d'rabbanan. Someone asked before, why should be a distinction and so on, but why should be such a din? So let's take a look. The Gemara in Ksubis, that's what the smag back in it's a smag in Kuchav Zayin's back in Source 8 referred to this Gemara in Ksubis. Ironically, it's on the same daf that we were talking about before about Mar Zion, you know, with the drain pipe that got clogged up. Remember that, you know, the drain pipe that got clogged up, so you can kick it and, you know, to get it out on Shabbos, and then if nobody can see, right? To whom a Mara science that happens to be on that same daf earlier on the daf. Anyway, it's Ksubas Samach Amud Aleph, okay? 18 Amamar Mikan VeElch Yonik Shekets. We'll get to that. Urminhu. So the Gemara asks. The Gemara reads very similar to the Sifra that we saw before. Okay, the Gemara reads, but you take a look carefully. There's a big difference. The Sifra, the way we have it, it says back in Source 5, the Sifra and Shmini. It says Yochel Af Besar Mahalchish Time. Talking about Basar, okay, Mahalchish Time, and he's the Gemara here and mentions Cholov too. But here it's talking about Cholov. So it says Ramina Yochel Cholov Mahalchish Time Tomei. Okay, here they're only talking about the milk. So it's, what should milk be? Milk from a woman, okay, human being be Tomei. So Vidino, the same, you know, the same attempted Kavachoma like before. Right, you look in Rashi here, 19. Cholav alchis time, cholav shel isha hamalecha b'shtei raglaim. Yeah, it's true that certain animals can walk on 2 feet, but they don't. They don't always. The bears can, but they crawl most of the time. Right, and then okay,
have kangaroos though.
Yeah, kangaroos is true. Yeah, they hop. Well, they walk. Okay, anyway, bottom line, cholav alchis time, cholav shel isha hamalecha b'shtei raglaim. That's the expression that Chazal used. I don't know if they were familiar with kangaroos or not. Do they have them outside of Australia? I'm not sure. Okay, but anyway, they refer to this as malchish time. It means human beings. So with dinu ma behema shekal magoch marto bechalavah, like we said before, right? The same drushin. Here you have the Rashi's, and there's no Rashi in the Sifra, but with the Rashi's here, you can understand the Sifra that we've mentioned also. So Rashi hekal to magoch she'enam etamichayim, like we said before, right? There's no tumas maga by an animal when it's still alive. But Adam shechmarta mago, right? And Rashi says it's shechmarta by an animal. There's no mago when it's alive, but shechmarta b'chalava, right? Like, learn gomel. You're not allowed to have milk from a camel either, right? They learn that. How do you know you're not allowed to have milk from an animal? How do you not allowed to have milk from an animal? That's not kosher. So the Gemara has a drush in the beginning of Bechoros. And Davav, they learn out from Gomel. Es ha-Gomel, so two times it says it. So Gomel, camel milk. By the way, there is camel milk. You can get camel milk. I've actually seen it. It's not kosher, obviously. But you can get camel milk. It apparently, I guess like a camel, it stays fresh a long time. Like a camel doesn't go a long way without drinking. Somehow, that's what they say. I don't know. It's not kosher. I mean, it has to be late. You know that's the America, United States of America. In order for milk to be called plain milk, it has to be cow milk. That's why we don't have to be concerned about Chalav Yisrael here. But let's say in foreign countries, you do. Whether or not, that's not the law. But here, where the law is, you have to have Chalav Yisrael, where Chalav has to be milk unless specified otherwise. So you buy a carton of milk, we know that it's it's a cow milk, and if it's mutter. And the Chalav Yisrael is a chumah. I'm not saying to be a chumah, it's a chumah. Okay, you don't need to do a mikra din. It's a Moshe Feinstein writes, and let's see, Pesach Feinstein writes. Anyway, getting back to this. So, camel, that's how I learned, you're not allowed to have milk from a camel. Good. Who tome in Chalav Machashtan, tome, elator yachal, otze, Chalav Shein, shobe kol, but not all human beings produce milk, just the females. Again, tome, who tome in Dama Machashtan, tome, elator, and so on. All right, anyway. Then the Gemara says, what about Dam? I'm sorry, brings up Dam. I skipped a line, I'm saying. Again, end of the second line. Who Tomei ben Cholomach is talking to my Elator? Good. Yachal Otsis, Achal Shen Shoko, Velo Otsis Adam. What about blood? Tomei Lomano. Who Tomei ben Dam Mahalch is talking to my Elator, which is not in the Sifo. Right? The Sifo didn't mention, the Sifo mentioned Dam? I don't think so. Okay, the Sifo didn't talk about Dam, but the Gemara does. What about Dam? Okay. So the Gemara says the following. There's a difference, okay? Amar of Sheshes, Afila Mitzvahs Prisha Ainbo, okay? Of Sheshes says, Mitzvahs Prisha means on a Darbonan level. Even Midrabanan, there's no problem, okay? Now, one second, is that true about both Dam and Chalav, even Darbonan? So here the Gemara says, no, Lokasha, Had de Parish, Had de Lo Parish. When it comes to milk, okay, when it comes to milk, in other words, when the Gemara said on the third line, "Velo otzias adam shushova kol," then we should say that any dam, okay, we understand why milk is learned out differently, but maybe dam, any dam from an adam should be usher, okay? So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Not all dam. Dam is tahor also from a person, but the Gemara makes the following chiluk. I mean, it's completely mutter even to abanot. The Gemara says, no, hod the parish, hod the low parish. When it comes to cholov, there's a difference. Cholov is mutter once it's parish. Okay, Rashi says. Take a look at Rashi towards the bottom of that Rashi there in source 19. Had the parish, had the katani mutter, kishapireish may dada isha lekli. Okay, that's when it's we call it expressing, right? When the woman has expressed the milk from her breast, and then it's in a kli of some sort, a cup or a bowl or whatever. So that's called pireish. Okay, that's mutter. Hayonek min hadad. But to suckle directly from the breast, that's also midrabana. We'll call kionic sheketz midrabana. That's also. Okay, that's also. So, had the parish, had the low parish. The Gemara says, low kasha, had the parish, had the low parish means milk is mutter, breast milk. Woman's milk is mutter once it's been expressed and it's away from the woman. Okay? And the Gemara says, like we said before, b'chilufa b'dam, dam's just the opposite. And we saw this in the Smag. The Smag quoted this Gemara. The chilufa b'dam, dam's just the opposite. Ketanya, dam shal gabe kikar, blood, once it's out, and it's on a piece of bread or something, like you had a sore or whatever. So then, gorer over ochlo. He's supposed to scrape it off, okay? But, shebein ha-shinayim, you have dam in your teeth, you can just motzeh and suck it in, ve'enocho, it's not worth. So it's the exact opposite. Okay. Now, bottom line, so that's the Gemara. Keep the Gemara in mind. The Gemara is saying now with milk from a woman, okay, milk from a woman is mutter once it's expressed. There's some, the Rabbanon, when it's still coming out of the breast. Obviously not talking about a baby. We're talking about someone older. We'll get to that. Okay, obviously not talking about a baby nursing at his mother. But someone older is not supposed to drink the milk directly out of, aside from fetus and other problems, but the milk, it's not supposed to drink milk from the breast of the mother. That's called yonik sheketz osdarbon. All right, hold the thought. Now, we said before, and this is a kasha that we showed them all this, we said before that according to the Rambam, when it comes to human flesh, there's an isra say, right? There's an isra say. There's no lo sase. This is what I say. We said the Smag agreed, then the Rosh disagreed. Fine. So the Ramban in Chumash in Parsha Shmini, on that pasuk, Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Gimel, says V'harav Rav Moshe. That's the Rambam, and he quotes this Rambam in Hilchos Machos, so Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says Shehu Lemay Psara Adam Oso Tochel V'lo Adam Uvsara V'Chalav Ba'Asei. He says the Rambam says there is an Isra Asei, and says the Ramban with all due respect, V'lo Matzino Shidrish Kain L'Rasena. We don't see anybody say that. It's not in the Sifra, right? It's not in the Sifra. Right, the Sifra never said there's an Isra Asei. The Rambam said Isra Asei. The Ramban says I beg to differ, and he says this throughout the Magid Mishnah. Obviously, the Ramban's before the Magid Mishnah. Right, with Shema Choshev Zem Masha Sheshanim Sham Betos Chanim. Maybe he says it comes from that brisa that it says that, that there's no Los Asei. V'Yidon Harav Mizeh She'ena B'Los Asei Avol Hu Ba'Asei. Right, which is exactly what the Magid Mishnah proposed. I mean, the Magid Mishnah may have seen the Ramban, I don't know, but he says exactly what the Magid Mishnah proposed in defending the Rambam, what his mukher is, that there's an Isra Asei, because it doesn't say mukher, it says no los asei. So Rambam says, yeah, there's no los asei, but there's yes and asei. Says the Ramban, Ve'en Adover Kain, it's not true. Not true. And he says, Beferish Amru Chachamim, that Dam, Baal Cheshtayim, Bechol Baal Cheshtayim, Shafilu, Mitzvahs Parash, Menivreim, Ein Bo. Okay? Once it's there's no even drabbanon here, and says the Ramban, here's the bomb kashim v'haya b'sara aser, because kalayot tzimin atame tame. Okay, says the Ramban, he says if human flesh was aser, as an isra say like the Rambam claims, then how could you drink the milk? So we have a din of yotzim and atame. Yotzim and aser is aser. I'm equating them for now. They're different. We'll leave it alone for now. Yotzim kalayot tzimin atame tame. Any byproduct of a creature that's not kosher, it's itself not kosher. So eggs, milk, anything that comes out, the discussion about honey, but the honey's not really from the bee. A bee uses the flower, whatever. But the bottom of the discussion about it, but the Ramban is saying, okay, that, and around the Ran, and I alluded to that Ran before, the Ran Aksub is Chav Dalar Bey, Zil Maskel V'Chalufa B'Dam, 21, it's a long Ran, but he quotes the Ramban, right? He quotes the Chos Ramban, and he says that, how could it be if Bas, it's got to be that Basav and Achai is Mutter, because otherwise we'd have a problem. All right, so that's he says also, and don't tell me the Svar of the Magid Mishnah that, well, it just means there's no Los Haseh, but there's still an Haseh. It's not true, because again, it's a saying that he ended up justifying the Rambam. But that's the Taina that these Rishonim have against the Rambam. Question? Oh, okay. So the Rashba also, the Chiddush Rashba, they're on Ksubas, on Atav, on Samach and Aleph also says. Okay, I mean, they all say the more or less the same thing. All of Rishonim jump on the Rambam about this, and it's got to be that, again, it quotes the Gemara in Kwisos, and in other Gemaras that we say that the boss was Mutter, and otherwise, how can you talk about the Chalav and the Dam being Mutter? If the boss was us, it's the Chalav and Dam be Mutter also. What's all this lumbus that Chalav is okay as long as it's separated, and Dam's the opposite? What are you talking about? If it comes from a non-kosher species, a non-kosher creature, it's non-kosher itself. Okay, look at a few lines till the end of 22. But Rambam is al kosher shtar adam asay. Okay, and he says v'afu pishol dosher came shum makom. He relied on that sifra, and again with what the svara was, like we saw before. And Rashba also writes two lines on the bottom of 22. Below it's not true, and the disagrees. And the Ravid there in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel disagrees also. He says in the 20 on the lines, avah osu basay. How come it's the byproduct is also, yeah, Aaron.
So can we say that Kol Yotzim and the Tame Tame or Kol Yotzim and also applies to something which actually has an Isser as opposed to something which
is very good. So that would seem to be the Teretz. That would seem to be the Teretz. Exactly right. Okay. Just so we see it, I quoted the Gemara B'choris Hamad Beis in 24. You can look at it, how we know the Yotzim and the Tame is Tame, how it's learned out. Okay, but that's the din. So, but the answer would seem to me, again, and by the way, the Rambam, it has to be, because the Rambam himself does not deny the concept of Yotzim and Aser, being Aser. Look in 25, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Behemoth Tamei Shiyolda, and so on and so forth, if Behemoth Tamei gave birth to something that had the kosher seam on him, you know, there's a freak or whatever, some sort of a mutant, whatever, the discussion about that, right? Anyway, the Rambam also paskins, right, even if the offspring doesn't have the or has other simon, whatever, that's the rule. And it says the same thing in Shulchan Aruch, Yoridei, Simon Ayin Tes, earlier in Yoridei, a few chapters earlier, Simon Ayin Tes, Sid Beis, Tamei Shel the Kmitora Afa we should call Mitzvah Taharat Asura. If the offspring had somehow did to its kind again, it was a mutant or something, whatever, some natural thing or hormonal thing, whatever happened, DNA got crossed, whatever it was. But the Yotzeh Tomei is Tomei. So the Magid Mishnah says very simply, okay, what exactly you said, Aaron 27, the Magid Mishnah there says, I'm not Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. He says, yeah, they made a gzera that once the milk, when the milk is still attached to the woman, right, it's coming straight out of her breast, gzera drabana, not allowed to drink it. The opposite with dam, once it comes out, but that's all drabana, right? So it says that to say Magid Mishnah, the Afal Pi shot this in 27. Rafi Shadama Chalosh Adam Mutar Utar Legamin Torah, like he said, the way he says it, he gives you a source. And he says Vishaninu Kol Etzim Tame Tame. So he writes exactly what you said, Art. Ain Osa Kal Elatman Belav. That rule applies only when the Isser is an Isser Lav. Aba Adam and Elav Asay. It's an Isser Asay. Doesn't have that rule attached to it. Okay. So therefore, we'll understand the whole din of Yotzer and Tamei Tamei is only when there's an actual Issur Lav, and not by an Issur Say and finished. Okay, so that's the tarets of the Rambam. Obviously, the Rambam disagree, but at least the Rambam has what to stand on. I do want to point out, I didn't mention, and I don't have an answer of how I'll explain it. I'm sure that we can think about it further. You know, the good Shir Kloli. So, but the Shittim Kobetz is there in Ksubas, and that Daf Samach Amud Aleph quotes the Ra'or. I mentioned in the past that the Ra'or, always has original ideas, often has original ideas. The Ra'or writes, Avovada Mistabed, the Besar Malchestayim, also who Isura Belav. He holds that the flesh of him is also Belav. Aye, what about the Sifra? So he had a different gifts in the Sifra. He says, Hachi Ashkam Sifrei, it says Sifrei, but it's also Sifra, Benuschei Dukani, Meduik Dika Girsa. The Garsi, not Yachalei Bosom Echal Shtayim, but they were never talking about Bosom, they were talking about Dam. Our Gemara talked about Cholov, and the Sefer, the way we had it, talked about Bosom and Cholov, but there was a discussion about Dam. So what's he going to do with milk? I'm not sure how the Rav would say it, but at least he should know that sheep exists. The truth of the matter is, you look in the Meiri, Anatah from Ksubah, Samech HaMan Aleph, he says, B'sar HaAdam Lo Nisbar Adino, okay? And he says, Gedola Mefarshim, that's the Ravid, Sober Mbeol, Lilus Mutaris Lagamre. There's not even Isra saying. We mentioned so many. We call Melchonir after Shitosim, Isur Sofer Mia Yeshbo, the Logar Midam Machal, but there's still an Isra Drabonon. Okay, and that's what Mir is pointing out. Even those who disagree with the Rambam, said there's no Isra say. Yeah, but they'll acknowledge there's an Isra Drabonon. They'll acknowledge an Isra Drabonon. Okay. I came across in researching this, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, Chelek Avnei Nezer, Simon Shin Lamed Beis, in Os Aleph, he says, Shitas HaRambam, Dafka Cholav Adam, Utama B'sar Odna Basay. Maramban, Yeshomas Oda Muta Legamre, maybe even Rabbanan, except for Meis HaSubhanos, I'm not sure, but the Miri seems to say that they'll all agree that it's a Rabbanan. Bottom line, Shulchan Aruch Paskins on this, in Simon Ayin Tes, in Sif Aleph, 31, it says, B'sar Odna Osu L'Ocho Min HaTorah, okay, that there's an Isser Minatora. It doesn't, I don't know why, it doesn't bring the Ram at all. Okay, but he said there's some sort of Isser Minatora. Okay, Msar Adam. The question maybe is told me after the person is dead under this. Anyway, but the Cholov is Mutter, huh?
I saw in the Chiddushei Ramban a few years ago.
Yeah.
That on the Daf that in the Masada footnotes. They have they try to bring rayas for why maybe even the Ramban holds an Isser Midrabanan from Ramban's from elsewhere. Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't see, I don't remember now if I saw the Ramban on the page. So I had the Ramban I quoted in Komish. Okay, good. Anyway, that's the thing. Now, getting back to our issue. So, what about the, again, we started talking about this because it says Chol Avisha is also with me. In other words, I guess I forgot to say, right? We started with the statement that it's also levashal boser b'chol avisha, right? That's the language of Mechabi here in Sif Dalet, right? Also levashal cholav, it doesn't say the word boser. Also levashal boser b'chol avisha. Implication being that cholav avisha by itself is not a problem, right? It's only a problem of boser and cholav avisha because why? Because of Maariv Zayin. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I should have said that earlier, but that's obvious, right? I mean, the fact that the whole discussion of Mechaber is not allowed to cook meat in Chol Avisha, and eat meat in Chol Avisha because of Maariv Zayin, Okay, but the implication being that Cholavisha by itself is not a problem. It's just with Basa, right? So what are the issues there? So in that same Sugin Ksuba, a little bit earlier, that's what the Gemara we said before was going on, the same Sugin Ksuba, Samach HaMan Aleph, okay, in 32, Tana Rabbanan, okay, obviously a child can nurse in a mother. Okay, what kind of Basa, what am I said before, you're not allowed to drink straight out of the breast of the mother. What are we talking about? We're not talking about a kid. The child of nurses from the mother. So the Gemara says, Tanabon, Yonek Tinok, Beholech Ad Esav Arba Chodesh. A kid can nurse up to the age of 24 months. We can Ve'elech Ki Yonek Sheketz. Okay? And Rashi explains, Ki Ilu Yonek Dover Meshukets. It's disgusting. Okay? It's a Dendarbonon. After a certain point, it's not proper for a child to nurse from the mother. And the Tanakama says, Tanabonon is 24 months. Dibra Belez. That's a Belez. Rishua Omer, I feel like Arba Chamesh Shana. No, it can go on as long as you like. Okay, even for 4 or 5 years. I remember years ago, my wife had a friend who nursed her last baby a long, long time. I don't know if it was 4 or 5 years, it was quite a long time. And her husband was kibitz, you know, pretty soon you're going to have to teach the child to make a bracha before nursing, you know, because it's very old. All right, but anyway, he says, but here's the key. Piresh la'achar esvar b'chodesh, b'chozer kionek sheket. The kid stopped. He started, he was what we call weaned. That's in the yes, they said it right. What is he gomel? Some say it's the day of the bris, right? Hey gimel is 5 and 3/8. Hey gimel mal, right? But others say it was when he was already old, he was weaned. Anyway, be that as it may, when a child is weaned and then goes back to nursing, that's kionic sheket. But if the child never stopped, then even if it's after 24 months, okay, that's what comes out from this Gemara. I printed the Yerushalmi, and that's Segu Ksubas Parakei Alocha Vov, right? Says the same thing, right? Same machlokas, and then asks in the second line, Ad Eichon. Well, you know, what do you mean he stopped? You know, how long he stopped for an hour, a day, a week? How long did he have to stop for this to be? So that's a further machlokas. Rabbi Yaakov Achar, Rabbi Yumi B'Shem Rav Meis Leis, Chizki B'Shem Rav Shula B'Shlosha Yom Meis Leis. Okay, different opinions. Okay, and then the Gemara says, but if the child stops, right, so different opinions exactly how long you have to stop. I'm not going to go into the detail. You can look in the Korbanot and the Pemosha, they explain the Yerushalmi. Okay, but that's Yerushalmi. The Bible never asked that question. That's why I printed Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asked how long did they have to stop to be considered stopped? Okay, considered weaned. At what point, you know? So I remember my son had a pacifier, you know, some babies do well with pacifiers. He, you know, was tough to wean him off in, but he was already, I think he was 3 years old. We told him it was Pesach time. We told him in Pesach, you know, they're not allowed to have a pacifier. Okay, you shouldn't have a pacifier in Pesach. So, okay, stopped, and that was the end of it. So sometimes you have to figure out how you can convince the kid, you know, to stop. But once it, but of course, the Shalmi says, and Pirish Mitoch Cholion, if someone's sick, and then that's why it was dangerous to the mother. Anyway, that's the din in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam Paskin Per Gimel 37 of Halachas Machalos Sos Halacha Beis Chol of Adam Mutar Bachila Afal Pishim Sarad of Asbachila Ukvar Ben Shabahu Asay. Okay, which by the way, the language of Rambam seems to me already hints at what Aaron said, what the Magen Mishnah said. He said Chol of Adam is Mutar Bachila, even though Sar Adam is Asbachila, because it's an Asay. Because it almost. Now that we know that that's what Aaron, you said it intuitively, but the Magen Mishnah said it, it almost works in the words of the Rambam himself. Rambam says that Chol of Adam is mutter to eat, even though there's even though it's a Bshar Adam, it's also because it's only an Asay. He doesn't say that exactly, but you can read it into the words. Anyway, then he writes Al Chadal, Afa Pish, huh?
Misvar, it also makes sense because when you say Chol Yotim and Asar, you have. Right, you have something which is a chetzah shel itzer. So if something comes out of the chetzah shel itzer, it's aser. But if you have an iser,
exactly,
asay,
I think exactly
the
right.
Issue,
yeah.
The issue isn't that you're eating mahal shayim. This is that you're not eating a chaya.
Yeah, so
if you're
drinking
the
whole
mahal shayim, it's not you're not being open.
I think it's absolutely correct, Nisar. We'll come to that to the end. Give me a few more minutes. I just want to finish. I want to finish this topic today. So we'll say it momentarily. But then the Rambam writes Halacha Dalad 37 Halacha Dalad Per Gimel. The Ram writes, "Afapi shechol of adam mutter, but osru chachamim legadol liyanek osim min hashadayim." The chacham said that an adult doesn't mean a girl here over bar mitzvah. It means an older person should not drink the milk directly from the mother's breast. Ela choleves ish l'toch klivish osu, but she can express it into a bowl and drink it if you want. Like a gadol does it, drinks a bread, that's like a sheretz. It's a darbona, makinos or makas mardis. Okay? And that's what the Ravid says again, right? The Ravid says, holo marito she'ein bibsar ha'odom afilu isra say. Okay, that's my point. The Ravid says exactly like I said, right? You see from here that's not even isra say. That's an expression, you know, just an expression. Okay. And now, how old? So in halacha, hey, the Rambam paskins yonek tinok v'holech afilo arba chomesh shanim, right? Even 4 or 5 years old. We need gemolu, but if it was weaned already, upirish shlosha yomim o yoser, that's what he paskins like that. Sheet in Shalom, it said 3 days. Machmas bori because he was healthy, not low machmas cholya. The kid was sick for a few days, had a fever and didn't nurse. That doesn't count. Okay. Then eno chozer yonek. But that's only provided v'hu shegmalu achar chavta chodesh. It's only after 24 months. Avav tochzman zafilu gmalu chodesh oshlaim mutolach zionik atzov chavta chodesh. So really, we put the sheetas together. 24 months is still a cutoff point. 24 months is a cutoff point that even if the child stopped and was weaned, even for a significant amount of time, he can go back still within the 24 months. After 24 months, then if he's weaned for, again, not because of any illness or any danger, but because of the normal growth and so on, then they can't go back. Okay. The Magen Mishnah adds in Parak Beis Halacha Gimel, "Masha Gozu Chachamim Shaloyinak Yosef Mechavta Chodesh." Who Achar Shapirish? Why? So he says, "I'm just putting it out there." B'vnei Shachol of Mazik Liyonkim Esemidai. I don't know if that's true medically. I'm just showing it to you. He says that too much nursing is also no good beyond a certain age. And I don't know that. Do we assume that or not? I don't know. I'm just pointing it out to you. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, these didn't appear in Siman Pei Aleph. Just a few Simanim earlier than what we're learning. Okay. Pesun pe alef siv zayin 39 cholav isha mutter but for who shapirish kigon shechalav tol the tokli again once it's been removed it's not part of the breast anymore then it's in the kli then it's okay avol gadol yonik b'shtei imo b'shtei isha kionik share it's fine makas mardas and he says v'tina kionik yonik ad sof dalad shonim lebari behei lechola he is more insistent 4 years old for a healthy normal child 5 years old child's a little sickly okay. As long as it was in Pirish and so on, it's sakana for the mother, everything we mentioned. Okay? Now, the expression yonek sheretz, you know, that's the Gemara. The Gemara had that in Tzubas, and the, you know, the Poskim quoted. So the Taz, in Sivkot and Tes, there in Siman Pei Aleph, writes, kionek sheketz, the osi lechlufe bebehema temeya. Okay, that's the osi lechlufe. Okay? Kevin she'ein derech lechol b'sar odom. Okay, again, it's almost like it's sort of like a marisayin in a way. Okay, it's yonek sheret. It's something which is abnormal, I guess, is what he's saying. And we don't eat psar odom. Okay, and therefore, if it you know, it looks funny. It looks like you're drinking directly from the mother's breast. It's like, for, again, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but it's from an animal. You know, it's something that's also, it's not normal. Avol. Okay, lo gozolev. Why is it no marisign drinking even after it's expressed? So it goes back to what we said before, to come full circle. There's no marisign, okay, once it's been expressed, because how will the onlooker know that this is breast milk? Right?
Lachar, even directly, there shouldn't be marisign, because who's seeing? You know, there's an isser.
Maybe it's the other marisign. I'll lead you to do the one. That's a good question, actually. I'm not sure. Okay. He didn't say marisign. It says, also, but I'm not sure what. That's in question.
Maybe for the person himself. For the person himself.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not a regular marisign. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Presumably that's what it means. But anyway, that's what Taz points out. The Shach. Okay, the Shach just talks about again with the about Dam being the opposite. Okay. I just want to point out also something that Shmuel Eger mentioned, the Gilead Marashah, there in Siman Pei Aleph, in Siv Zayin, it's in Yud Dalad, mentions this din, right? He says, Cholav Isha Muta Aft B'Sar Adam Osir Hayotzim Atame Tame, Shaini Hocha Kev Deina Osir El Abaseh. Right? That's the same thing that we saw from the Magen Mishnah, and so on. And he says at the end, the last two lines, V'Afal Pi She'ein Lanu Tam B'Mitzvahs. We don't figure out, we don't always know the reason why mitzvahs. Zahoya B'Din. Dam Napach Lecholov. That's a Gemara Nida. Remember, we had that in the Nida issue. So the Gemara has Dam Nekov and Asis Cholov, right? A woman, when she's in when she's pregnant, when she's nursing, she doesn't have a normal menstrual cycle, not bleeding. And the Chachamim say that dam turns into milk. But it means literally, not the dam turns into milk, the body function, instead of producing dam, now produces milk. Okay? And he says, umazon hatina kocha, why does the body do that? I mean, for what purpose? Obviously, so that the mother can nurse the child. Right, the mother can give the child to eat. That's mazon hatinok hu acholav, right? V'lo ha'irosh mizono gedolo midvar gidulo midvar iser. Well, he says aser. So obviously, a child can nurse. That's what the body functions that way. Or the dam, it stops bleeding, right? And then whatever goes on hormonally and biologically and so on and anatomically in the woman's body, now instead of producing dam, she's producing milk. Okay, so today already the health, the women do start bleeding, well, even in the nursing. But okay, again, conceptually. So that's what the Marshall point, the Marshall Eger points out, that lo hoya roi, she him is on a begidua, right? Now, the Shach and Sikot and Dalad in Simayan Test also mentions this din, right? Then he says, again, even though we hold Yotzim and Atame Tame, and that's why chalav with other mutter, even if we hold the bsar is aser, and the basar is aser. Okay, and I think I was going to say, but Aaron, you said it right. I think you're right. I think the difference is, why is there a difference? Okay, why should it be different than nisar say? So it goes back to the same type of story. When there's nisar say, there's no cheftish aliser, right? And nisar say means it's. Whenever you have an asay, an asay does not relate to the chetzah, right? Asay relates to the gavra, to right? I have a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that this lulav should be picked up. It's a mitzvah I have to pick up a lulav, right? There's no din that there's a lulav. This lulav needs to be waived, right? That the din I'm supposed to pick up the lulav. So when there's an isra asay, when there's a lav, okay, there's an isra on the chetzah itself. This is a chetzah shalisa, okay? I saw this. I don't have it. There's a sefer called Chemdas Yisrael. From Rav Meir Don Plotzky, Klechemda, you heard of Klechemda? So we're one of the Achron, Rav Meir Don Plotzky. He has a sefer Chemda, so it's not in the database, but this is in the Kuntris Achron. Okay, it says Kuntris Mitzvah. What do I write here? It's Ozdalad. Okay. So he mentions this concept, this conceptually, and Aaron Yom Chavin. You know, to it. I was going to say it also. You know, that when it comes to this, I say there's no isra chepta. So therefore, they didn't institute what do you call it, yotzim and aser in that case. If you hold like that, Rambam. Okay, if you hold like the other Rishon, not an issue to start with. All right. Okay. Just to finish up. So, but coming back to our siman now, pay Zion. So the Ramo adds something here in Siv Dalad, and at first glance it seems strange. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch said. Right, and then back in source one, the beginning of Simon Pezayin Siv Dalad, also Levashel B'Cholav Isher. Right, that's how the Simon started, and we said that's got us all no discussion about Cholav Isher altogether because it doesn't seem like Cholav Isher is a problem. It's only cooking meat because of Maris Ayin. Okay. So the Ramo adds a strange statement. The Ramo adds, "V'nira Lefizeh, the Kol Shekein to also Levashel B'Chachilim B'Cholav Tmeir." And certainly, it's also to cook meat in milk that's a non-kosher animal, or the other around, b'sar tomei b'cholav tor, or to cook meat for non-kosher animal, cholav tor. Okay? And it's only by dafka, b'sar behema, but again, Ramol Shitoso, but oaf, d'rabanan, ain't lochach at all, fine. One second, is that right? Is that true? The kosher came to also to cook meat in cholav tomei, or to cook b'sar behema tomei in cholav tohara? I thought that's against the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah. Look in 45. The Mishnah Kufi Gimel Aleph. The Mishnah says Bzar Behema Tahora, Bchala Behema Tahora, Asul Vashal Asvano. Fine, that's normal. That's regular Basar Chala, right? Bzar Behema Tahora and Chala Behema Tahora. But Bzar Behema Tahora, Bchala Behema Tmeya, or Bzar Behema Tmeya, Bchala Behema Tahora, Mutal Vashal, Mutal Vano. What's going on here? You hear the Kasha? I mean, it's a pretty straightforward Kasha. What do you know? They have a Farisha Mishnah, okay? And Rashi explained why. We saw this mission before, right? And Rashi explained why. And then 46, Kufi Gimel Av, Rashi explains, Muta Levashel, Muta Vano, there ain't no Mishum Bas V'Cholav. There's no Bas V'Cholav. It's Osir B'Achila because of the treif component. Either the meat is treif or the milk is treif. Fine, it's a that's Osir. But they're not allowed to eat it. But Bishlan Ha is no Isir. There's only Isir Ha, Isir Bishlan, Isir Ha by regular kosher meat and kosher milk. So, What's the Ramah talking about? What do you mean kosher came to also Levashel Chachilim B'Cholav Tmeya? or b'sar behemecha, b'sar tamei b'chalav tar. What are you talking about? That's against the Mishnah, all right? So that's what everybody wonders over here. So the and the Rambam, I printed the Rambam Perek Tes here in Hilchos Basar Chol, right? That's Perek Tes in the Rambam Hilchos Machalos Asur is Perek Tes Alocha Gimel. The Rambam paskins like this Mishnah ain't awesome in a Torah el b'sar behemah tar b'chalav behemah tar shenemar losu asukid b'chalim imo and so on and so forth. That what we learned already, okay. And avol b'sar behemah tahora shebishu b'chalav behemah tamei, or b'sar behemah tamei shebishu b'chalav behemah tahora mutal avashol muteris b'ano. What are you talking about? What's the issue? Yeah. So the Shach and the Taz both address this subject. We'll wrap up with this. The Shach in Sivkot and Zion. You know, he says l'fi das harav this kol shekain, this funny kol shekain, hayner the tzarch liyashiv because the Torah says we said ben siv gimel mutar b'bishul hano. I mean, I, in the previous sif, it said that it's mutar bishvano. Who mishnah arucha per kol abaser umuskam mikol aposkim. That it's mutar. So what's going on, right? I mean, it's a mishnah, and the Rambam we just saw, and I should have printed it again. We saw it. They look in the Shulchan Aruch, siv gimel. It says that it's mutar. What's the Rambam talking about here? So the Shach, well, it gives a couple of teruts. In the third one, he just since the Rambam just is wrong. In the first teret, he says haino de mutar medina. I'm shumar sa'ayin lo mayri. That Mishnah, and we said before, yes, Medina, it's Mutter. And we weren't talking about Marisayan. Marisayan is a separate cheshbon. So therefore, here it brings up Marisayan. Okay? So in other words, that's the, and there's nafkaminas. You know, other refuah, other things. Or inami mishkatha begad nachgrinah de leka mishu Marisayan. What if there's no Marisayan in a particular situation? So, but the Shach is answering, you read through the Shach. Shach says, Nikar din. Yeah, the Mishnah is right. The Rambam is right. Of course, yeah, there's no issur to cook. There's no issur bas v'cholov to cook kosher meat and non-kosher milk. There's no issur. You're not allowed to eat it. But there's no issur to cook. No issur bishul. That's only a dinner bas v'cholov. And that's bas v'cholov means kosher meat with kosher milk. That's there's no problem. Okay, but when the Rambam here says, what's he going on? If, you know, look at the whole siman, the whole sif rather. The sif started also of asher v'cholov ishmei maris ha'ayin. So then he says, and certainly, okay, well, once you've introduced Marisayan, that's a different story. And so therefore, there's no stira, right? Mikra din, it's absolutely mutter. It's not even the, but Marisayan's introduced, that's approach number one. Okay.
Rabbi Akiva Eger says that he found, he says, Kema says in the head, she was told us Adam LaRashba. So.
He said like that perish. Okay. I don't remember. Good. Okay. Very good. So that's Shach. He says that this on the Shach. Okay,
yeah, right, so here on the shop.
Good. Exactly. Okay, I don't remember. Good. Okay, I missed it. Good. Okay. Yeah. The second the teretz he gives a little bit more difficult. He, at the end, by the way, it's we call Mokon Rishon Ikar. I think that's the simplest answer. But then he gives a second teretz that the difference between we're talking about bishul by itself and bishul for the purpose of eating. Okay, he says that Bishul itself, there's no Marisayan, not even any Marisayan on Bishul. Okay? V'hilcha chod ha'osu, it's not at the bottom. Chod ha'osu, v'asha, v'asha, chod isha, hanu lechol. That which he's saying, that the kol shekain, that it's also your plan is to eat it. That's what he's talking about over here. Okay? And then a third thing he says, inami b'b'sar tome leka l'mechad Marisayan, that he said, I don't know about this, you know, he said, denikar la'ayan. He said, there's no Marisayan by and the whole kol shekain is, I think he's saying, is not really right, okay? Because by b'sar tomei, I don't know if this is true, but he said, but the chol of tomei rather, the milk is a different color. Okay, the milk is a different. You can tell. So there's no marisayin. You know, he says that the inami doesn't think it's right, and he says, in other words, that he says lekel amechel marisayin the nikar la'ayin shu b'sar tomei. Okay, somehow you can tell that it's. He says that chol of tar is whiter. And the chol of tomei is yorok. Yorok, if we remember from the other day, yorok doesn't mean green. In modern Hebrew, yorok is green. But in biblical Hebrew, yorok, in Talmudic Hebrew, yorok means like yellowish. Okay, the milk is a different color. I'm not sure. Okay, I mean, our milk has been cleaned up and pasteurized and everything else, so it's white. But I mean, when it first comes out, mother's milk is very similar. It's sweeter, I think. It's a different texture. But I mean, it's more or less the same. But he says that chol of tomei is different. Anyway, that's the... that's the shock. The Taz and Zukot and Hay, you know, in effect, disagrees with the Ramah. Okay, he quotes he talks about Chalav Isha, and why should, in other words, why should Chalav Isha be any different? In other words, what he's addressing, what the Taz is also addressing, the Shach is also addressing at the end, if Chalav Isha has a problem with Maris Ayin, then certainly the Ramah, why wouldn't you say that Chalav Tmei also has the same problem with Maris Ayin? Okay, so the Shach at the end, so maybe because it's a different color. Okay, but he said there weren't gozer on it. Okay, there weren't gozer on it because it's not similar. I don't know if he's saying the same thing or not. He says ain't no domi. He doesn't say the color, but also perhaps disagreeing. He said that the kosher canon of that Ramah is not right. Okay, that's how they answer. Just the last thing I printed for today in 50 is the Shach in Simchat Meches. Okay, he says Aval Ov Drabanan Ein Lochush. Right. So, right, and according to Ramah, that was the second, last part of the Ramah. However, the Ramah understands, let's look at the words of Ramah again, he says in 44, Nir lefizeh, the kol shekein, the osel of ashel chathchile b'chalav tmeya, o b'sar chalav v'hema tahor, v'davka b'sar b'hema, okay, and then we explained how it's not against the Mishnah, maybe, like the Ramah said, the Shach said, because he wasn't talking about Maris Ayin earlier, and now he is talking about Maris Ayin, but then he says at the end, again, that's a look at the Shach, he ends, a mikomar or a rishon ikur. He says you could argue with the Ramah as the Taz does, okay. But there's no Maris Ayin here, Taka. This Kol Shekein is wrong. But you want to say the Kol Shekein is right, so then you have the teretz of the Shach gave, and he prefers the first approach, okay. But then the Ramah adds the end of 44, the end of Siftal. He writes Avol Be'ov Drabonon Ein Lochush. Then there's no problem. Ov Drabonon. Shach simply points out, yeah, that's the Ramah Shitoso. Okay, the Ramah repeated over here that, oh, what do you mean ain lochos? There's no Maris Ayin, right? So that's like the Ramon Siv Gimel, right? It says no Maris Ayin, Absar Ovda. They don't even need a hecker, right? So the Shach here in Sivkot Mechaz says Nimshach L'shitos of Siv Gimel, right? That there's no Maris Ayin by the Rabbanon. Okay, Avalofima Shachasav B'Sivkot Vav. The Shach refers back to what he said in Sivkot Vav, where he asked all those kashes against the Ramah. So then Af Ba'Ov Yishlochos, okay. And he said that's why the Mechaber didn't make that distinction. Okay, the Ramah make that distinction. That's Lashitoso. He holds there's no Maris Ayin by Drabanan. So that's Ramah Lashitoso and Sivdala. He's in Lashitoso. He said in Siv Gimel. The Shach said, according to me, what I said back in Sivkot and Vav, where I challenged that position of Ramah, which we discussed at length. So I hold that there is a problem. We need a hecker in that case also. Okay, all right, we'll stop over here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. I sent out a couple, right? So you have tomorrow's ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I wish everyone a good day.
Thank you very much.
Very well.